Chapter 2. Coal. There was more to Cole McKittrick than his rippling abs, and his square jawline that could cut through glass or a woman's heart, and his deep American voice that made everything he said sound like the bold text in a Superman comic, and his winning smile, warm and honest enough to make strangers swoon and would-be enemies crumble. That's what he'd come here, to the provincial hamlet of Hillsboro, California, to prove. That there was more to him than met the eye. When he was just 21, he'd been plucked out of obscurity to play the heartthrob, bad boy, coming-of-age son in a too-long-running television show, the kind of guy who they showed shirtless in the opening credits. Now, 8 years later, with the contract renewal for Crime Spree Beach City gathering dust in the depths of the trash folder on his agent's computer, he was finally ready for something bigger, something more. Oh, and he was ready to eat cheeseburgers again, so ready to eat cheeseburgers. That was the other great thing about doing a movie where there was more to your character than how he looked when he took off his shirt. You could afford to live a little in the dining department of your life. Retreating to Hillsboro from Los Angeles wouldn't have been his first choice to launch his post-crime spree Beach City life, but at least he would have plenty of opportunities to gorge himself on small-town diner food. As he browsed the shelves of a bookstore, Tally's, it was called, his stomach growled, but not so loud that he couldn't hear the sound of a slightly shrill voice announce itself behind him. "I'm so sorry. Are you Cole McKittrick?" The problem with filming a movie in the cutest small town in America? He stood out like a sore thumb. It seemed here that everybody knew everyone in Hillsboro, which meant that any unfamiliar faces got extra scrutiny. And when people found that they recognized him not from the pews of their local church or the pages of their high school yearbook, but from television, well, they either pointed...